Josh Coppins, Team New Zealand. Talk about your day.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Track was cool. Big jumps. Maybe on the limit, big wise. You know, like in the race, you have to be a little bit careful not to who you're around and just play it smart. If they don't jump, you know, you don't jump, sort of thing. Race didn't go so well. I got a pretty good start, and then two guys wiped each other out in front of me. I rode over their bikes, got hooked up, pulled away from there. Well, I was last except for those two guys. And then worked my way back to 10th. So speed was decent, consistent lap times, and got a solid result for the team, which was important, and just worked my way back up. So strange day, just one practice and one race. So new track, and we had a lot of work to do on the bike. So it was a little bit weird, but yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's some really bad riders here.
Yeah, I seen a dude nearly loop it practicing starts, and then he nearly wiped Dungey out. He just looped it, saved it, and then swung right, and I was like, oh my god.
No. Well, that's what I was when you talk about jumping and all that, like that's what you mean. I mean, there's some guys that can't do, you know, half of the jumps. So
the blue flags were good, so that was good, and they pulled those guys aside, and we U-streamed it and had a word to them, and so they were kind of kept to their line, and they knew their deal, you know. It wasn't too bad, but anyway, you still kind of think about it. Right.
So now, okay, Lakewood, what do you think of this track and all that?
I love it. It's a beautiful place. I went out to Vail yesterday and checked out the ski resort. It was Thursday, sorry. That was beautiful. I'm into cycling and mountain biking, so nice place. I'd love to come back. But the track itself, great. Pretty cool. Tricky. Yep. Tricky. It's weird, you know.
It's like you're never on flat ground, right?
Yeah, and also, you know what's funny? The Euros come here and they prepare this track like a European track. Mm-hmm. Ben's like, oh, they need to rip it. They need to do this. They haven't done that. It was much better at the National, rah, rah, rah. And it's just, it's funny how when the Euros come, they make it, it's Euro style, you know, the dirt, as in it's pretty rock hard out there in places. So, it's difficult, technical, fun, but I was pretty happy.
Yeah, like it looked like Dungey, you were in the race, but Dungey was struggling to make up time on those guys. I think he's a better rider, but it's just smooth.
And it's also quite hard to pass. Yep. You know, when you've got the good lines going on, it's quite hard to pass. So you have to really push hard to do a pass. You saw it with Roxon when he passed Trey. It was like, whoa, he just pushed so hard. But good racing, first two races, so that was pretty cool. The last race was a bit of a rollout, but it was kind of dodgy with the sun low like it was. But overall, I think a great day, and everyone's happy, I guess.
How's your bike run at the altitude?
Sucks. I honestly, BT...
I was thinking you weren't going to be affected that much.
No, it was bad. BT told me, and if he hadn't told me, honestly, I would have thought the bike was broken, and I would have pulled it in and said, guys, this just ain't happening, you know? But it's got better as the day's gone on. I think the Ustream guys underestimated the altitude and power difference with the size of the jumps. Like, you see that big tabletop?
Right.
Dudes are struggling, you know. I feel sorry for the 250F guys. You know, there's one or two bikes out there which are good, but we're struggling a little bit, but we're not bad.
So you're happy with your result? Hey, you're done GPs. I don't know if you know this, but you're done racing GPs.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Going back home, it's cool to have you go back home and all that. But are you missing? Are you? You going to miss the GPs? Going to miss your? You know what you've been chasing for 10 plus years?
15 years, yeah. No, I will miss it. I'll miss Europe in whole, you know. It's friends and all my friends there, and I'll miss the racing and traveling. And I'm going to do a different series, and it's going to be hard to get my head around it, like a different format of races, different tracks. I know all the tracks. I struggle today because I don't know this track. All the GP tracks, I turn up. I don't even walk the track. I'm just like, I've got it down. I know. I've been here 15 times. It's cool.
So
I'm going to have to really change my training and attitude and really try to work at it. Otherwise, it's going to be a wake-up call.
Were you happy with this season? I mean, the bike, you know, good has good points and bad points, and it was a development year. Are you happy with the way the year went?
Yeah, yes and no. Like, we wanted to make top 10, but we had a few more DNFs than we expected, so we ended 12th. That was disappointing. I wanted to make a podium, but the highest we got was 7th. It was harder than I expected. But then on the other side, I am happy. The last five GPs were always in the top 10. Mm-hmm. We went 8, 10, 7, 10, 7 in the last five GPs. So we're always there. And that was, when, like I spoke to you at the start of the year, it was a progression, try to improve, try to get it going. And we did exactly that.
Yeah. And do you enjoy working with this company?
Yeah, I loved it. And it was a different job. I had to get my head around it. And that was, as soon as I had my head around it, like, okay, we're going for development.
Yeah.
It's not about winning and stuff. And we got it going on.
Cool, man. Well, I want to talk to you and say thanks for everything you've done for me and keeping my interest going. If I don't see you tomorrow interview, I'm sure I'll see you at a party, but yeah. I won't interview you then. But thanks for everything, man. It's been cool watching you, and you didn't get it, but you came damn close.
Yeah, don't worry. Better not interview me at the party. That could that could be get messy. But I'll be back. I'm coming. If BT's racing here, I'm coming to watch a few. And got a lot of friends, Pat, Thor, everybody. So I'll be around.
Right, cool.
Cheers.
Antonio Caroli, good race today. Were you happy?
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy. Just the second race was not really what I expect to. Bad start, and I was actually also pretty tired because I wasn't selected for the Monte Grosso Nation, and after my title I just give up. I didn't train that much. I was almost in holiday, but then the week before the last GP, Federation call, and in the last GP on Sunday they call and say, oh, you are again in, and I was happy in one side, but I wasn't happy in the other side because I wasn't really fit 100% like I was doing the races, the GPs, but it was always nice for me to come over here and race with a lot of people from around the world and represent Italy, and it was great. Yesterday went perfect, the race, the qualification was good, and I showed good speed, and the track wasn't that rough, that's why I wasn't that tired also, and today first race I get third on the start, and then Danji was first leading, and I tried to pass faster as I can the rider, and it was working, and I closed the gap to Ryan and tried to race him, on the quad here on the jump I went on the inside and he was outside. I tried to make quad, but from the inside it was impossible almost, and I landed just short, and I hit my wrist and my back so hard, and then he just pulled away for a second, and in the end I couldn't catch him anymore. He was riding really good, and
I didn't realize you were that close to not racing this race. I know you had those problems with the Federation, but so you would have liked it more time to prepare for this race.
Yeah, it was a mess in the with Italian Federation. Always you go in the beginning, then they say you don't go. Mm-hmm. I say okay, we don't go. Then 100% we don't go. Yes, we don't go. So I just didn't train anymore like I always do, just ride for fun and make some Supercross tests for this winter, and not even on the motocross track anymore. It was okay. My condition wasn't that bad. But here also the altitude was not helping for sure.
Yeah. What do you think of this track compared to Glen Helen? You've raced two of our national tracks.
I think this is more technical than Glen Helen. Glen Helen is more fast, and but I like more Glen Helen for sure. It's a historic track, and everybody knows that track, and it's amazing right there on that track. But this one also was a nice one.
What's the coolest thing about coming to USA?
Yeah, the coolest thing is the colors, and the Americans are really, really fans, and they really, really help it, and
make it better.
The USA team, they were really pushing really hard, and it was nice. Mm-hmm. It was nice to hear that for the American fans.
Right, right. When you come to America?
Yeah, I tried to come this winter for some races, some Supercross races. That's my dream. I mean, racing Supercross, it's my dream, and especially till when I was watching Jeremy Grat racing, I always thought, yeah, maybe I can go there and race. So maybe this winter I can come for a few races.
Well, perfect. Thanks. I think all the American public was really impressed with you today, and you gave Dungy everything he could handle. So I think it was a good day.
Yeah, it was nice, and thanks to all the fans.
All right, thank you. Andrew Short, winner, Team USA, brought it home for the country. Red, white, and blue, and I knew you could, and I'm proud to be in it. Wait, no, never mind. Talk about your day, man, gnarly.
Dream come true. It was an honor to put the red, white, and blue on and race. This race is really special, obviously, because the Nations was in our home country, but in Colorado, where I grew up, and it was tough. We know we had to come through some adversity, but it seemed like it all came together at the end, and I was really happy to pull through, and it was tough, but my starts definitely helped out today. I ripped every hole shot there was and put myself in a good position, and just dealt with what was on the track from there on out.
First moto came together with Townley. My Twitter was blowing up that it was really bad. Talk about that. I mean, from looking at you right now, it looks like it was a good hit.
Yeah, I'm beat up. It was gnarly. It was dirty. I hope it wasn't intentional.
But you hope he missed the breaking point and then flew into you? You know what I mean? Was.
I don't know. I haven't seen it on TV. I didn't have eyes behind my head. All I know is I got hit. Both wheels went off the ground. My whole body just, got exploded. So from my eye all the way down to my hip is just messed up. And, you know, that's racing, I guess. And there's always going to be situations like that. And, you know, my goal today was to help out America and U.S. the best I could. And my job was, to get going again and put what happened behind me and just go forward.
No clutch?
Yeah, no clutch. I felt like kind of a goon out there in some of the tight turns. My feet were coming off the pegs. And, you know, but what do you do? Right. Roger, Mitch, Eric from Honda, everybody just told me whatever happens, do not pull off, do not quit, keep going forward. And that I did. And it hurt, but second moto, turned around for me.
Right, second moto, you come out. Now, you didn't know this, you just told me you were 5 points down to Germany going into that third moto. But you and Dungey came out 1-2 and been smooth sailing from there.
Yeah, I think we're actually 6 down. Everybody was nervous. I didn't even want to ask. I knew if I pulled a hole shot, it was on, and I was tired. You know, the recovery in between the motos was really short, and I just did the best. I was kind of hurting in the middle a little bit, but then dug deep and tried my best. I saw some Suzuki guys coming at the end from Belgium and picked it up a little bit again, so it was good. And, unbelievable day. I'll never forget this day for the rest of my life. And it was something that is just really special, and I can't believe it happened.
Guys like me that were watching you when you got together with Townley, you took a long time to get going.
Yeah, I was dazed, and you know, I was hurting really bad, really sore. And then when I picked up my bike, I realized it didn't have a clutch driver. I was like, oh man, now what, you know? But I just jammed it down there, and it was funny. And some of the small turns, I felt like a goon, but the tight ones. But I just started sweeping stuff and trying to pick off people, and it was tough.
Oftentimes, I think how much I want to be like you because, you know, you're a millionaire, you got a beautiful family, factory Honda rider. But today, being Team USA at Lakewood, hole shotting, leading, doesn't get any better.
Yeah, like I said, it's a dream come true. I grew up here in Colorado. I rode this track on 50s and 60s, and all my family and friends were here. And, you know, it's basically, it's all going to go downhill from here. So I'm just trying to soak it in, and it was an awesome experience. The whole atmosphere was amazing, from Alpine Stars at the food to the red, white, and blue gear that Fly made, the bike with Honda, and everything. It was just amazing, so awesome.
How hard was it, though, to stay focused with friends and family and 8 million USA fans? How hard was it for you to find your time to get worried about motos and stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't hard to get focused. Everybody here was, I just was on my own. But the hardest thing is you have to wear so many shirts, different hats, go here, go there, sign this. There's a lot that goes along with it. But, that's part of being on Team USA, and I'm honored to be a part of it and ride with Trey and Ryan. And I'd do twice that if I had to be a part of this team. I realize they had a choice with some other guys, and I was very fortunate to be a part of it, and just really excited that it turned out the way it did. And it's awesome.
How about Roczen?
Yeah, Roczen was going fast. I was so nervous when I pulled that hole shot, and with everything, I was just kind of trying to let everything sort out and find my groove, and then I got taken out. So I guess he was fast. I never really got to ride behind him that much, but yeah, he's good, but I think Trey is, just as good.
Yeah. What was the team like with you and Trey and Ryan? Was there a lot of communication? I mean, were you guys, you battle each weekend, but how was it?
It's cool. Yeah, there was some communication. We're all real similar. It was weird, going around the track and, Suzuki guys are cheering for you, a factory connection. Normally, factory connection is cheering. In my class, it means Medi's right on my butt. So it's just cool to be a part of everything with everybody. And normally, people you compete against, now you're, broing down and sharing information and helping each other and real patriotic. So it's a unique experience, and that's kind of what makes it, and it's so special because of that.
Right. And I guess last question, when will the video be up on andrewshort.com?
I had the video camera once this whole weekend, so I'm hoping somebody else got some film between my wife and the rest of the family. So I don't know, pretty sore, but I'll put it up.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks.
Trey Kinnard, Team USA, mother effing American hero. Hey, you pulled it through though, man. Rough day for you. Not that easy, but still happy.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a bummer to go, you know, do what I did, 12-7 or something, but.
I prefer 3-3.
I like that, but you know, it was a hard fight for me. You know, both times I got tangled up in the first turn and you know, kind of started out rough. But you know, I was glad that the MX2 qualifier went well, because I you know, I kind of wanted to race Roxanne and those guys. So you know, I was glad that was kind of like a personal race to me. But today was you know, all for the U.S. So I'm glad that it all could work out.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can say the gate dropped the same time for everybody, but you really didn't race those guys straight up today. You didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like I said, it was a team effort today. And, you know, as bad as I want to, you know, go battle with those guys and try to beat them, it's, you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get USA up to the top.
Right. How was it out there on the 250F with the 450s? Like, how?
I don't know if it was the altitude or what was going on, but it was really tough against those guys. Just, I think simply because some of the jumps, we couldn't make it over, and it would just kill your momentum. But, yeah, it was tough. Yeah.
What did you think of the track compared to a national?
I thought it was good. I like how wide it was. That was cool. It had a really cool flow. And the only thing I didn't like was how big the jumps were. I wish they were, like, 2 foot shorter.
That 120 tabletop in the back, was that everything you had?
I made it like 3 times this weekend. That's it. So, and every lap, like bottom everything.
Right. First turn crash, your throttle got stuck in the guy's wheel. Took you forever to get going. What were your thoughts at that point? Was it oh shit, or like what, long race?
I was surprisingly like calm. Yeah. You know, I was kind of shocked that you know, as calm as I was, because had I not been calm, we wouldn't have been out of there, because, I mean, we were tangled up, and it was kind of like I had to tell him, you know, we had to kind of communicate.
Yeah.
So, but after that, I was, you know, trying to ride smart and make sure I didn't do something to bring us back further. So,
what about this thing with Marmont? I didn't see it, but everybody said you got really lucky.
Yeah, I don't know how I stayed up. I kind of popped out of a rut, and I knew he was coming, and just tried to grab the inside, and he like jumped into the back of me and kind of knocked me over a little, or kind of he went down and I stayed up somehow, but it was cool.
Dungy did what he was supposed to do. You know, you had two great come from behind rides. Shorty really gutted out in the third moto. He was hurting, and great ride by Short, huh?
Oh man, I was really bummed that Townley took him out, just because I really like Ben. And
now, did you see it on video or anything? Because I haven't talked to anybody who has.
I heard it from all the USA guys, which they might be a little biased, but still, that's, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, man, he killed it the second moto. He really rode good. I was pumped. I was kind of wondering going in. I didn't know if we were going to be able to pull it out or not. So, man, those guys really pulled through.
How nervous were you for the motos? How bad was it? Or good?
Probably like the qualifier I was way nervous for, but today I was fine.
Yeah.
So,
now I'm trying to say this as a serious journalist and not going to laugh, but we know Tim Ferry helps you out, and he's been at these things before. I mean, what kind of advice did he give you as far as, I mean, and did it help, and what did he tell you about being a Motocross of Nations and
yeah,
all that?
I mean, basically just the little stuff that you don't think about with, you know, the starts and everything. You know, he was, it was really good to have him here, because he's been to a few, and as you know, Mathis.
Well, we did lose one, Tom.
But no, he's been a big help, and you know, it was cool, because everyone came together, and it's really cool to have, you know, especially Mitch, you know, because we're always going against him, and you know, to have him there and to be supportive and talking to us, and I really got to know him a lot better this weekend, and that was really cool, and Roger as well, you know, just to kind of be with him, and you know, just to know what he's all about. It's really cool, and that was the coolest part to me. Just everyone was in it together, and it was really special.
Great way to end your 250 season with a motocross the nation's victory. I mean, what a year!
Oh man, it was started out a little rough, and you know, my supercross season wasn't what I wanted, but you know, it went well at the end.
Yeah, but then you killed it on a 450. That almost made up for it.
Yeah, almost. But I was happy to see Weimer get that title. I think he deserved it. So. Man, it was a year for sure.
Yeah. Like Shorty just told me, like, it's all downhill from here for him. I don't know.
He did not.
Yeah, he did. He said it's all downhill from here, Mathis, for me.
It's cool for me because I'm like back to square one again on the 450, so there's not a chance to, you know, kind of get ahead of yourself or anything like that. So should be cool.
Cool.
Hopefully I can come back next year.
Sorry.
Please come back next year. That's my interview for next year.
Yeah, I'll see you, Bercy. Maybe.
I'll be there. You're coming in my 9800 OGO bag, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I am going in there.
He's fitting in there.
Hey, great ride today, man. Lots of way to gut it out. Like, yeah, lots of passing, lots of eating roost.
I was trying. I was coughing up so much dirt.
Right. Where were you watching that third moto?
On the tailgate of Honda, and man, I heard everyone go nuts, and I was like, sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dungy and Shore 1 and 2, which was unreal.
Now, I didn't see this last question. I won't keep you too much longer. Did you have your gear on? Did you leave your gear on from the second moto for the podium shots?
We took I got some fresh gear. I just Beaker kind of wanted me to look the same as the other guys. I think it looks a little better. So.
Well, there was one year that the MX2 guy was in jeans or shorts.
Just doesn't look good. Yeah. So
I was hoping you did that.
To wear it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Mathis.